There has, of course, been a long-standing dispute between Hamas and
Good
Israel.
Good morning, Randy.
But this most recent spate of violence started after Gazan officials say an Israeli military helicopter shot a 13-year-old boy in the head earlier this month, leading to the recurring rocket fire attacks from Gaza into southern Israel as retaliation. Is Israel, sir, taking any responsibility for the start of this recent wave of attacks?
Randy, let's speak about the facts. The fact is that today there is no Jewish settlement or occupation in Gaza, and we see hundreds of missiles flying from Gaza into Israel, into civilian population, and we ask ourselves why they are doing so. It's all coming from Iran, so you cannot blame any incident on that. And unfortunately, we hear the leaders of the Hamas saying it very clearly: we are determined to fight against Israel. By the way, it is the same leadership that condemned the US for assassinating Osama bin Laden. We cannot allow the situation that Israelis cannot live in Israel, 4 million people now under the threats of missiles. We are very determined to take care of this problem, and we will do whatever is necessary to get rid of the Hamas regime and to bring stability to the region.
So you do believe that it was Hamas who started this then?
It's a fact. I can count the hundreds and almost thousands of missiles that the Hamas shot at us, and it's on a daily basis. So we waited once, twice. If they would have happened in the U.S. and you had missiles flying to New York City or Washington, D.C., I'm sure the U.S. would have acted long before we waited, maybe too long. But now we are determined. We are calling for the troops to get ready. And we're telling to the Hamas leadership and to the people in Egypt today, we cannot wait anymore.